CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Venezuelans deported by the Trump administration to a prison in El Salvador without charges were sent home Friday, swapped for some American citizens and permanent residents. CBS's Stacy Lynn reports.
10 Americans who were detained in Venezuela are now en route back to the U.S. According to senior administration officials, they were freed in exchange for El Salvador returning 252 Venezuelans who were deported from the U.S. to a notorious El Salvadorian prison earlier this year. As part of the deal, Venezuela also released dozens of political prisoners and detainees from its prisons. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump is suing the Wall Street Journal and owner Rupert Murdoch for at least $10 billion. CBS New York's Dick Brennan.
I have great respect for Rupert Murdoch.
Donald Trump welcomed Rupert Murdoch to the White House with glowing praise just 5 months ago, but today he targeted the Wall Street Journal owner with a frenzy of social media posts and then filed a defamation suit against Murdoch and the Journal for a story connecting Trump to Jeffrey Epstein.
The story involves a salacious birthday letter Trump allegedly sent to the convicted pedophile back in 2003. A street in Santa Monica was closed as investigators searched for explosive material near a place three Los Angeles County deputies were killed in a blast. More from CBS Los Angeles reporter Hunter Sowards.
A stretch of Bay Street in Santa Monica closed for hours Friday.
It's a tragedy. It's horrible.
Nowadays, with everything that's going on, anything can happen, right?
ATF, the FBI, and the LAPD bomb squad all returning to the location where members of the team killed had responded to retrieve an explosive device just the day before.
Yesterday, they showed up. They recovered some old grenades they brought the bomb squad in.
The leaders of Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire following recent Israeli airstrikes on the Syrian capital. Former Assistant U.S. Defense Secretary Larry Korb.
If Israel kept attacking them like they did, you would undermine that government, you'd have chaos in Syria, and you could have another Assad takeover.
A 51-year-old Minnesota state senator has been convicted for breaking into her estranged stepmother's home.
The jury deliberated only 3 hours before finding Nicole Mitchell on two counts of burglary and possession of burglary tools. She showed no emotion in the courtroom and was quickly led out a side door, an unusual privilege for any defendant, but one that she's been given throughout this trial.
CBS Minnesota reporter Esme Murphy reporting from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Ever feel like you just really need a bucket of coffee? Well, now you can get it.
Buckets aren't just for holding mop water anymore. Check out what's happening at cafes and coffee shops across the country.
Let's talk about our newest addition here, the bucket.
The Coffee Cow and Creamery in Tallahassee, Alabama has become a viral hit on TikTok.
The bucket is 34 ounces of any coffee of your choice.
Because standard to-go cups won't always do the trick.
Exams at college? Get a bucket. Hard day at work? Get a bucket.
How much for all that java?
It is $10. Bring it back clean. We will refill it at a discounted price.
The downside? The bucket definitely won't fit into your car cup holder. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons tells CBS News he's not a proponent of it, but will allow agents to wear masks as they take people into custody. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible late. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. A high in the low 80s. A sun and cloud mix Sunday and a high in the mid-70s. It's 65 right now.
Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a darker bay, wasting
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Falling in love. shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails done and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And it's just great balls of fire. You like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh,
Candida,
in my dreams. The future is bright, the gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And oh, it said so in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know,
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Thank you. why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a body, baby, just to let me down?
Worst of all, you never call, baby,
when you say you will.
RJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Looking down, put a little love in your heart.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by.
Money down. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call come now. And that it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You never walk alone. And you're forever talking on the phone. I try to call you names, but every time it comes out the same. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 10 American citizens and permanent residents have been sent home after being imprisoned in Venezuela. BBC's Will Grant reports it's part of a swap of Venezuelan migrants the U.S. sent to prison in El Salvador.
252 Venezuelans have been held at the SECOP maximum security prison since they were deported to El Salvador in March. Removed from the United States under a little-used 18th-century law, the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, the men always maintained they were not members of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, as was claimed by the Trump administration.
The Trump administration is moving on files related to the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
President Trump ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to release pertinent grand jury records. And by Friday, the Justice Department filed a motion in Manhattan federal court to unseal the documents. The motion comes a day after a Wall Street Journal report alleged the president wrote a birthday note to Epstein in 2003 that included a hand-drawn sketch appearing to show an outline of a nude woman. The journal reports the letter ends saying, "Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret."
President Trump is suing the Wall Street Journal for libel over that reporting.